What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tip, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
That's what we do here. And another thing we do at the Positive Truth, we lower fear. So today we're talking about lowering the fear of mass shootings. We've already done lowering the fear of terrorism, so we're doing this today. But Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I'm still cold. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Tim. If you're new to the Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news, audio only, every Monday and Wednesday. On Friday, we do audio visual, so you can check all of those out on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. And for the audio for the Friday episodes, the visual ones, you can check us out on the Positive Truth podcast or on our YouTube channel. All of those links are in descriptions, along with our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us on there.
Do sabes?
Please do. Please like, share, and subscribe. That helps the podcast so much. Tell your friend about this uplifting positive news and what we're doing today, which is lowering fear in our society and lowering the fear of mass shootings. Tim, do you know anyone that's scared or has altered their behavior because of mass shootings?
Oh, yeah, man. Let's just say everybody I knew after the Vegas shooting that happened earlier on this year. Everybody I know was like, yeah, I'm not going to concerts, I'm not going to Vegas, like all kind of random things like that. So yeah, I know a lot of people that definitely alter their behavior.
For me, it was, I was at work and we were talking about Star Wars. Shout out to Star Wars, big
Absolutely.
Fan. Disney, you know, put me on. You can come on the podcast, no big deal. But she was like, this girl at work was talking about how she was a big Star Wars fan. I was like, oh, you get tickets? You know I got tickets. Right. She's like, no, I'm scared someone's going to like go out there and shoot up the place.
Oh, my gosh.
And like in my head, I was like, oh. So I had to like tell her like things we're going to talk about today. Like,
that's perfect. You did the research already?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was just we are terrified of mass shootings. We're terrified of black men with guns and mass shootings.
Absolutely.
We're scared of gang violence. It's funny what we're scared of in America, considering what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, once people hear the facts, hopefully it changes. But you're absolutely right. People are scared of black men with guns and mass shootings. Absolutely. Especially with everything going on the news. You know, you turn on the TV, mass shooting here, mass shooting there, mass shooting here, mass shooting over there. Oh, no, this is only one state over, guys. There was a mass shooting here. So people just assume that it can happen anywhere, like at Walmart, by getting some groceries.
I mean, technically, it can happen anywhere, but that doesn't mean, like, you would think, as terrified as we are of it, it happens all the time. When it's not even, like, mass shootings are such a small percentage. And comparing it to, like, other deaths, it's just, no one's scared of driving a car. Right. No one's scared of cancer. No one's scared of heart disease. No one's really terrified of, like, accidents, Alzheimer's. Like, nobody sits here and is just, oh my gosh, I can't go to the movies because I might get Alzheimer's from the popcorn. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. They're not changing their behavior for it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like, if anything, the popcorn's going to increase the heart disease. It's like, I got to go get some, you know?
You're worried about the wrong things for sure.
You're like putting the straw in the popcorn. You're putting the little butter thing. It's like, you put the straw in the popcorn and you put the butter. It goes all the way to the bottom. It doesn't just stay at the top. Like, you know what I mean? You see people do that?
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, I don't even really like popcorn. But I mean, let's just get to the stats. There's about 33,000 people that die from gun deaths every single year. And 2/3 of those are suicides.
Wow.
Yeah. But you would never think that. And most of those suicides are white men. Most of the people that die from guns in America are men, period.
Right.
Because there's another like 10,000 or another third, which is homicides. And most of those are just one person gets killed on average. And it's largely black men. The people that die from guns are men. Of the gun deaths of the 33,000, like 1.2% are either accidents or like police. And then there's like a 1.5, 1.6% of mass shootings. So, but gun deaths in general are extremely small. Like the homicide rate per 1,000 people in America is 3.
Oh, really?
3. You know what I mean?
It varies per state, for sure.
Like, it's higher if you include all homicides, like,
with any kind of weapon and everything. Okay.
But if it's just guns, it's 3. That includes all of them. That includes all homicides, including mass shootings and all the other homicides. When you look at like heart disease,
it's way higher.
Well, you remember how it was per 1,000 deaths, per 1,000 population, it was three?
Yes, sir.
For heart disease, it's 193.
Wow. Wait, 193?
Yeah.
3 to 193. We're worried about the wrong things, low-key. I mean, I understand certain states, you know, it varies per, like, per person. I know in Oklahoma, we're ranked 8th in the nation when it comes to highest gun rates. It's like for every 100,000 people, it's like 16.5 people are dying from gun violence. But at the exact same time, there's a lot of states out there where they are having some sort of mass shooting that their rate is super low, like maybe, you know, 4 per 100,000 or so. I was looking at the ratings a little bit, and I was a little surprised to see Oklahoma so high, but then I did.
I mean, even if they're high, like compared to other everything else in our lives?
It's pretty low. You're absolutely right. It's something that we're definitely putting a little bit too much time into because we're going off of what we hear versus what we're knowing.
Not only that, but like if you just think about those 3,000 gun deaths, most of them are suicide, but no one is like, no one, when you bring up guns, it's always like
homicide.
It's like these protesters that are like apparently violent or like mass shootings or gang members. Like everyone's terrified of those three things. It's really interesting what Americans are scared of. We're scared of things that hardly ever touch our lives. But when they do, it's horrifying because there's a fear of like, that can happen at any point. And while it could happen at any point, it's just super rare. Like stroke, so much higher. Accidents, lower respiratory disease, influenza, diabetes, kidney disease. These things happen constantly. It's how many people, like, we all know someone's had cancer, heart disease, some sort of stroke, accident, like from a car accident that left them crippled. Someone's committed suicide, some sort of kidney disease, diabetes. Like, we know so many people with this, but we're not terrified of it.
We definitely should be talking about other things more than just mass shootings, for sure.
Or at least change the gun the guns conversation.
I hear that. How would you go about that? You hear somebody talking about it like, oh, I just don't want to go. Like you said, you heard the girl earlier tell you she doesn't want to go to opening night for Star Wars.
Well, I just told her, I just told her the truth. I was like, listen, like, what I just told you, like, 2/3 of death are they're suicides. Like, you don't have to worry about this. And if you're worried about terrorism, like you're more likely to die from your TV falling on you than you are from a terrorist attack. And you shouldn't, like, you can think of like the Aurora, Colorado thing.
Right.
That's happened once.
Absolutely.
That's one too many times. But think of all the movie theaters
throughout the United States. Think about all the movies you went to alone yourself.
In all of the years we've had movies. And it's happened once, and so you won't go see one of your favorite movie. And like, once is too many, but you shouldn't be terrified of each other because of that. We should instead be working with each other to solve the problem, which we're gonna do in part two.
Absolutely.
Next Friday.
Absolutely. We definitely need to have more of a positive mindset when it comes to this kind of fear. We gotta quit listening to really just opinions, because that's what we're hearing. A lot of people watch TV or they're online and they're looking at what the news report was that they just saw on TV, and you see these animated characters that are just like, you know, that the most craziest thing just happened, and it terrifies people.
I mean, it's not even opinions. It is horrifying. Mass shootings are, but it's talked about constantly, and then you turn on social media, it's talked about constantly, and it's just reinforced for weeks. And then all of a sudden, you're just terrified of it because you just keep hearing about it. Imagine if you've heard about every single suicide that happened in Oklahoma City. Just imagine that, right? We wouldn't even be able to keep up with all the names. And we would be, it would change our mental mindset about suicide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Change our mindset about a lot of things, how we're handling things with other people as well.
It's just because it's so rare, it's talked about. That doesn't mean we should be terrified of it.
So you're telling people to educate themselves a little bit right now?
I don't want people to live fear-driven lives. That's why we're doing the uplifting positive news section. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, fear doesn't bring people together. We did the one around Christmas about community. Like, the opposite of community. Like, community has unity in its name. Like, you have to be united. You can't be scared to unite. You can't be scared to build communities. We can't be scared to work together to solve problems. We can't be scared to, like, I don't want to go to the movies. I don't want to go to a concert. I don't want to go to Vegas anymore.
Absolutely.
We just can't be terrified. We need to work together to solve the problem, which we're going to do next week.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I definitely, I'm with that 100%, man. I'm with that. Let's do this.
But in the meantime, be less scared of mass shootings. That's the point of the episode.
Absolutely. We good here?
Yeah? You have a quote?
I do have a quote, man. The world's anguish is no different from the love we insist on holding back. I want to say the name, who it's by, but I will butcher it. But I'm going to try. Aber, honey. That's all I got. I'm not going to try to finish that.
Let me see. I got
Elemental.
You. Oh, yeah, I ain't got that. Any sort of last name that has more than 9 letters, I'm just like, ah, man. Can a brother get a Smith, please?
Can a brother get a Smith? I hear that. Well, that's it for this episode. On our next one, it's going to be a follow-up episode on some ways that we can stop gun violence.
We were going to put it all in one, but our executive producer, JoJo, said, we got to lower these episodes. They got to be around 20 minutes. So, okay.
That's what we're about.
We listen to Boss Man.
Tú sabes.
So we'll check it out on Friday. We'll be back on Monday with more uplifting positive news. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.